Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Microeconomic Theory, Basic Principles and Extensions by Walter Nicholson is a calculus-based microeconomics textbook written for upper-level undergraduate students and beginning graduate students. It is part of the standard intermediate microeconomics genre, but it leans more strongly than many competitors toward mathematical rigor, formal modeling, and analytical problem solving. The book covers the core structure of microeconomic theory, including consumer choice, producer theory, market equilibrium, welfare analysis, game theory, and pricing strategies such as nonlinear pricing. Its purpose is not only to present the canonical models of microeconomics, but also to help students connect those models to real-world applications and modern extensions of the field. The book is especially known for its clear presentation of calculus, graphics, and algebra as complementary tools for understanding economic behavior. Its two-tier end-of-chapter problems are designed to move students from basic computation to deeper theoretical reasoning, making it useful both as a teaching text and as a bridge toward more advanced economic study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a calculus-based framework for learning microeconomic theory. The book is built around the idea that microeconomics becomes more precise and more useful when students can work directly with mathematical tools. Rather than treating equations as an appendix to the theory, Nicholson uses calculus as a central language for expressing optimization, constraints, and equilibrium. This matters because many core microeconomic results depend on marginal analysis, comparative statics, and constrained choice. By presenting the models in a formal way, the text helps readers see not only what the theory concludes, but why those conclusions follow from the structure of the model. At the same time, the book does not assume that mathematical formality is an end in itself. It repeatedly links algebraic derivations to graphical intuition and economic interpretation. That combination is important for students who need to move from procedural calculation to genuine conceptual understanding. In this sense, the book functions as a training ground for the analytical habits used in more advanced economics coursework. Secondly, consumer choice and producer behavior as the foundation of market analysis. A central strength of the book is its treatment of consumer and producer decision-making as the basic building blocks of microeconomic analysis. On the consumer side, the text develops utility maximization, budget constraints, demand, and the logic of substitution and income effects. On the producer side, it examines cost functions, profit maximization, input choice, and the relationship between technology and output. These models are not presented as isolated exercises. They form the basis for later discussions of market outcomes and policy analysis. This structure helps readers understand that market prices and quantities are not arbitrary facts, but the result of individual optimization under scarcity and technological limitation. The emphasis on rigorous derivation also gives the student a clearer sense of the assumptions behind each result. When those assumptions change, the outcomes change as well, which is one of the most important lessons in microeconomics. The book therefore teaches not just conclusions, but the architecture of economic reasoning itself. Thirdly, competitive equilibrium, welfare, and the logic of market efficiency. Another major theme is the analysis of market equilibrium and the conditions under which markets allocate resources efficiently. The book explains how supply and demand emerge from the behavior of buyers and sellers, then uses that foundation to study equilibrium prices, surplus, and welfare comparisons. This is a key part of intermediate microeconomics because it connects individual choice to aggregate outcomes. Nicholson's approach typically emphasizes how equilibrium can be derived formally and how efficiency depends on the assumptions of perfect competition, complete information, and absence of external distortions. The text is valuable here because it shows both the power and the limits of the competitive model. Students learn how to evaluate market performance, not simply memorize the idea that markets are efficient. The welfare framework also provides a basis for studying government intervention, taxes, price controls, and other policy tools. By grounding these issues in formal analysis, the book encourages students to assess whether intervention corrects a market failure or creates new distortions. Fourthly, strategic interaction, market structure, and pricing beyond perfect competition. The book extends beyond basic competitive theory into imperfect competition, strategic behavior, and specialized pricing structures. This includes analysis of monopoly, oligopoly, and game theory, where the actions of one firm depend on the expected reactions of others. Such topics are essential because many real markets do not fit the idealized assumptions of perfect competition. The treatment of strategic interaction helps students understand why firms may choose output levels, prices, advertising, or entry deterrence tactics differently when rivals are present. The inclusion of nonlinear pricing is especially important because it shows how firms can design pricing schemes that vary with quantity purchased rather than relying on a single per unit price. This topic connects directly to second-degree price discrimination and two-part tariffs, which are central tools in modern industrial organization and pricing theory. By covering these areas, the text gives students a realistic picture of how firms exercise market power and how economists model those choices using formal tools. It broadens microeconomics from simple market clearing into strategic economic design. Lastly, pedagogy that moves from computation to theory and real-world application. The book stands out not only because of what it covers, but because of how it teaches. Its two-tier problem structure is designed to support a gradual transition from basic numerical or mathematical exercises to more analytical and theoretical questions. That progression reflects how students actually learn microeconomics first, by mastering the mechanics, then by understanding the deeper logic behind the mechanics. The text also uses graphics to reinforce relationships among calculus, algebra, and geometric intuition, which helps readers see the same model from multiple angles. Another distinctive feature is its attention to real-world applications and newer themes such as behavioral economics, which prevents the book from becoming purely abstract. The result is a textbook that aims to train economists rather than merely expose students to terminology. For instructors, this makes it a flexible course text. For students, it offers a structured path from basic competence to more advanced analytical confidence. The pedagogical design is a major reason the book has remained a standard choice in rigorous microeconomics courses. In conclusion, Microeconomic Theory Basic Principles and Extensions is best suited for students who already have some mathematical preparation and want a serious, theory-driven introduction to microeconomics. Upper-level undergraduates and beginning graduate students will benefit most, especially those planning to continue into economics, public policy, business analytics, or related quantitative fields. The book is useful because it does more than explain standard concepts. It shows how those concepts are derived, how they connect across consumer theory, producer theory, market structure, and strategic behavior, and how they apply to real economic problems. Compared with many intermediate microeconomics texts, it is more formally structured and more explicit about the role of calculus and optimization. Compared with more application-heavy books, it demands more analytical discipline and rewards closer mathematical engagement. Its emphasis on graphical intuition, formal derivation, and carefully staged exercises makes it especially strong as a teaching text. Readers who want a broader understanding of how microeconomic models are built, tested, and extended will find it particularly valuable. It stands out as a rigorous bridge between standard intermediate theory and more advanced economic analysis. If you would like to support Walter Nicholson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.